Sure, when you used to arrive there for the play for the sports, when the place would be thronged with people, you wouldn't get near the house.
Yeah. And they'd be all coming to see him.
See him, to hear him.
And that'd be the old house with the big thatched roof.
House, yeah.
It looked like a big house.
It was huge.
And when he'd start playing there, you think he was throwing it out of it. That's the way he worked his hands.
Did they move very far from the chanter?
Right to the world. There was a schoolmaster up there, it was Schoolmaster Cody. And Schoolmaster Cody had a set of pipes belonging to Taylor.
Yes.
And he was listening to him and knew it. Well, he says, the Cork hornpipe.
Yeah.
He says, there's no paper, he says, you could put all on it that he was putting into it.
It was run out, he says, you'd never play it. Right?
What O'Mealy was putting into
it.
But when you hear the recording, you're going to hear that.
He just whisked his fingers apart. Yeah.
Oh, jeepers.
Hello. How are
you? It's time to move it. Time to move for tea, is it? Time to find time for tea.
Well. So.
But the picture in my mind now of him arriving at the house and people thronging to come and see him and throwing the fingers off the chanter.
The arm was full round about everywhere. Listening to him.
Wow.
And he had the big set of it, put on the big set on him, you see it like an organ.
Sam, I'm
going to
take off the
tubes,
okay?
Yeah, thank you. He'd take your ear standing when he started to play.
Well,
you couldn't believe it. He was a gifted man, of course.
Yes.
He could play any way he liked. He was a gifted man.
Well, when you know that he was 70 years old when he recorded those recordings in 1943.
Yeah, when they see, they recorded the Berrima playing on St. Patrick's Day. They recorded it in a different place, in a different room. Because he says he wouldn't have read the Irish music.
He wouldn't
have gone record.
Yes, yes. I've
I'm
going
to go back down to our dining room, down your side
Irish
of the building,
music,
so that your family can all have tea together in the warm room.
That he wouldn't degrade the Irish music to put on record.
Is that okay? So I'm going to put you into the wheelchair now, and I'll walk you back up.
Very good.
How's that?
They recorded that in another place.
Do you want to stand up for me now?
And it never was played until after when he was dead.
Yeah.
You know that there was meant to have been a 78 RPM made. Did he know about that?
No, he didn't.
Didn't come out until after he died.
Until after he died.
And jeepers.
And copyright is wrote across the records.
Just we have to share.
And we wrote to the BBC asking for see would we be let record it. He says no way. He says they were only for the one use.
Right, so.
And he gave the set.
Wow.
You want to bring your sweets and all.
So.
We're all heading up to a different room.
Okay,
so
we'll follow in. I'll follow you. I'll have to put away the pipes.
Can you keep your feet up for me, Sam?
Okay.
Right here, I'll pull this one. That's a good man.